Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 9. Don't be afraid of your prosecutors or your persecutors. Have you ever been summoned with a subpoena to court? With not one but a battery of prosecuting attorneys inquiring into intimate details of your life? The word subpoena doesn't appear in the Bible, but the idea is in 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. The next verse speaks of the terror of the Lord. Rather frightening. Dial Daily Bread is devoted to telling good news, but this sounds like bad news. Jesus says, there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. But that verse itself is good news, for he adds, therefore do not fear them, that is, don't be afraid of your prosecutors or your persecutors. Why? Because in that appearance before the judgment seat of Christ he will be your friend, not your enemy if today you will simply let him. The Father himself refuses to condemn you. Jesus also refused to condemn anyone in that day. Therefore the only condemnation will come from what is written of the things done in the body, a record that is indisputable, recorded not only in the books of heaven, but in your own soul as well. Jesus won't have to say a word. The book will be open. Paul says, some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some men follow later. The good news is, even though there are shameful things you don't want revealed, you can send them on beforehand to judgment. You can get on your knees and confess them to your Savior. You can even let bitter tears fall. The Holy Spirit can teach your sinful heart to hate those sins. Your heart can be truly converted. You can be a new person. And you can believe the promise, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Good news? Yes.